Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I'm back. I know I haven't put out a podcast in a little bit, but it's because we've been so absolutely busy. All of you know by now that we just purchased a church building. It was just a few days over 1 year ago. We had our celebration, our 1 year anniversary in our new building just this last Sunday on the 22nd, but it was my birthday, September 22nd of 2023. We had our first...
What? Your birthday is September 21st, not September 22nd.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Didn't I say 21st? Because last year, in 2023, on the 21st, we had our first service there.
I'm pretty sure you said that your birthday was September 22nd.
Well, we had our celebration on the 22nd. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever had daughters, you understand. Anyways, this is my lovely daughter, Destiny Ina. Say hello.
Hello.
And Destiny is with me today. She's actually been with us for almost a week. Unfortunately, she's going back home tomorrow, and she will be missed. But we've been, again, super busy. Otherwise, we would have done this sooner. So, Destiny, what's going on in your world?
Oh, you know, just living in Illinois. Been there for about a year and a half now, working down there. And living my best life, been going to an amazing church out there, growing an incredible community, which has been super nice. Trying to just make sure that people get out there and vote and do their part and do what we can to save this country, because it's a little rough right now. But I think we have a pretty good shot.
And you made a good point in that, in the sense that, ladies and gentlemen, we have to get out and vote. I know. I've heard this my whole adult life. I don't vote because it doesn't matter. Nothing changes. If you still think that, I don't know what's going on with you. Honestly, and I'm just being honest. I really don't know what's going on with you mentally, emotionally. Because if you can't see the horrible changes that we've had to live through in these last 3.5 years, and even beyond that. But yeah, our vote matters. Who's in the White House matters. And if we get that cackling hyena in the White House, things are going to get much worse. You guys may not like Trump because he gives a mean tweet and he calls people names, but we had it a lot better under Trump. Anyone that's honest knows that. So please, yes, get out and vote, and vote. Vote red. Vote Republican. Don't vote for demon craps. Come on.
I like the demon craps. That's a good one.
Well, it's true. You act like one. You know, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. If it looks like a demon crap,
it's a demon crap.
It's a demon crap.
If it sounds like a demon crap.
Exactly. On this episode, or on this podcast, we get to laugh at liberals, okay? I know it's not politically correct, ladies and gentlemen, but when they were handing out political correctness, I didn't even wait in line. So I don't want to be politically correct, so we get to laugh. We get to laugh at anybody we want, to be honest with you. But we really get to laugh at liberals. Come on, let's try it now.
That was special.
Now that you've warmed up your laughing muscles, let's get on to this. So we went and saw the Reagan movie. When did we see it? We saw it
Saturday on your birthday.
It was Saturday on my birthday. Okay, we saw it this last Saturday on my birthday. That was September 21st.
I'm glad you know your birthday after 87 years.
Wow, 87 years. It was an awesome movie, ladies and gentlemen. And to be honest with you, I wasn't really quick to go see it. I loved Reagan, don't get me wrong. And I wanted to see the movie about him. But you know how that goes sometimes. They do a kind of a biopic on somebody and they butcher it so bad that it doesn't represent the person most of the time. But with this movie, Reagan, Dennis Quaid did a phenomenal job playing the part of Reagan. And it was written very well. It was acted well. And the history, the actual history that I remember when I was a young kid, was woven into it, of course, with the pictures and the actual clips and the different characters at that time. So it was very, 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 very well done. And I walked out of the theater, and I already knew this in this sense, but I walked out of the theater thinking to myself, what we lived through with Reagan and that era and the way he defeated communism at that time, and now we see it alive and well in the United States, especially in our educational system. It gives me a new disgust for the Democrat Party, for liberalism, because they're the ones that hold and push modern communism and Marxism. And so many Americans fought and died during the Cold War era and prior to that, fought and died fighting this wickedness called communism, called Marxism. And now it's alive and well in our colleges, and it's allowed to be taught in our colleges, and people are paying money. As a matter of fact, young people are going into debt with student loans to be indoctrinated into that evil and that wickedness. So it really is mind-boggling how in not even a generation, we went from the Reagan era fighting and winning against communism. Gorbachev, tear down that wall! And now it's being taught in our colleges, and people are propping it up as if it has some value. So, as a young lady of, maybe I shouldn't give your age away because for some reason women don't like that, but as a young lady of, you're supposed to say your age.
27.
Okay, 27.
I think you just forgot my birthday, or no, how old I was.
I remember because I watched you write it on a piece of paper today.
Wow. How does that make you feel? Your youngest is 27 years old.
It makes me feel awesome because look how good I look.
Okay. I think anyways, you need glasses.
I got some right here. Anyways, how does it make you feel watching Reagan? And I know that was before your time. but watching the movie Reagan, and again, that was a biopic. It was all true. You know, it was all real. That's the things that were happening. Ronald Reagan, an actor, become governor and then president, and standing up against the bully tyrants of Soviet Union at that time and bringing them to their knees. What did you think about all of that?
Well, I think, honestly, I came away from that movie with realizing, really, one, how much he did for our country, and two, just really how much he had a heart and a love for the people. It wasn't about getting political. It wasn't about doing things to serve himself or for the money or for any of that. He genuinely loved the people, and he did what he could for the people. And I think something that was really interesting to me when I was watching it was when they were practicing the debates, I want to say, and they were giving him all these statistics and numbers and all of these things for him to be saying and remembering, and he just couldn't get it. And so Nancy turned around and defended him and was like, just let him be him. Like, stop filling him with all of this stuff. Let him be him. And it just, like, for me, gave a realization of who he was, even as a person. It's just, like, he was doing it not for any agenda. He was doing it because it was who he was, and it was a God-given talent, a God-given role for him. And he really just took it and ran with it. And he didn't, I think he lost his first run, or he did lose his first run, and he just kept going for it. He listened to the Lord. He had a heart for the Lord. He wanted to pursue what the Lord was telling him to do. And the fact that he had a mother and a wife that really were pushing him to follow his God-given call was just an amazing thing to see too. And I don't know, it was honestly incredible to see all of the things that he truly did, going out and like meeting the other world leaders and really not listening to what everybody else had to say, but really listening to his gut and what the Lord was telling him.
That is true, because I remember that scene that you're talking about. Let Ronnie be Ronnie.
Yeah.
And that was the brilliance of Ronald Reagan, or at least part of it, I should say. He was real. That's who he really was. That's how he was raised. That's how he was trained. That's how he thought. That's how he did things. And even in the movie industry, he was fighting against the communist takeover of Hollywood through these unions. And ladies and gentlemen, if you followed me, listen to my podcast, you'll know what I really think about unions. Don't misunderstand me. I was preaching against unions in my church one time, against the union. And some people got mad at me because they were part of unions. And I said, I never said anything bad about the union workers. You got to get it. You got to work. You got to pay your bills. You got to feed your family. And the union job is the job you take. Awesome. Go for it. I was talking about the unions themselves, the union leaders and such. Because as you see in that movie, Reagan, now this was in Hollywood, but they're all like this. They're communist run. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is hard for you to understand sometimes because it's the American dream or part of it. No, it's not. It's the communist dream. And unions are communist based. They are run by communists. It's a communist ideology. And a lot of people say, oh, well, I like my union, so communism must not be bad. When you go to the store, even now with this inflation Bidenomics, and you're paying so much money, let me explain this to you, Lucy's. One of the reasons why all of our prices here in America are so expensive is because, now I'm not going to say it's 100% this, but one of the big reasons is because of unions. Unions demand that businesses and business owners pay their employees a certain amount of money, which is usually a lot, and give them full benefits and all of that. And it's forced upon them. Or they're going to strike and they're going to do this, that, the other thing. And if they're part of the, union over there in New York, they'll just do roadblocks and beat people up. I mean, it's totally communist. And a little bit of mafia so thrown in there as well. And so it forces these companies and corporations to pay their employees more, which seems, yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. But then what happens to all the prices around? If, say, McDonald's is forced to pay all their employees more money, what happens to the price of a hamburger? It goes up. We just see this here in California. I don't know about the rest of the world. Is this out there in Chicago as well, where they're forcing? Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I threw this in a podcast episode as well. We have this restaurant in town called Le Papillon on the boulevard. Go there. Awesome. Go there for their buffet, their lunch buffet. It's, is it $15.99 or $16.99? I forget.
During the week, it's $15.99, and then weekends, it's $16.99.
Okay, so it's about $16. You will get this phenomenal, great food at a great restaurant, sit-down restaurant. And because it's a buffet, if you're in a hurry, you walk in. You don't even have to sit down yet. Grab a plate, load it up, then find a table, start eating. So it's fast food speed time, but quality sit-down dinner food for $16. Now, the reason I say that is because you go down to the burger joint, you go down to the fast food place, you're not eating for $16. It's just not happening. By the time you get your food and your drink and all that, you're not eating for $16. And you're getting fast food, kind of poison garbage food, for a lot of money. I mean, my wife and I stopped going to a local hamburger place because we walked out of there one day and we paid, just between the two of us, almost $40. In just getting hamburger fries, and I think I got like a little side thing and two drinks. So we said, why are we doing this when we go to Le Papillon, spend about the same, and really stuff our faces with quality food? Now, again, back to this. Why are these fast food places so expensive now? Because in California, and I'm understanding in Chicago, they're forcing these fast food places to pay their employees what they call a living wage. Sounds great, but here's what happens. Now all the fast food on the menu goes up so that they can afford to pay those employees that. Not only that, but now fewer people are actually working at those places, and they're putting touchscreen kiosks in there and really getting down to a skeleton crew, so fewer people are actually working. So all of those people that were running around and picketing and signs and all of that and wanted to, you know, basically unionize for that matter, yeah, they're now out jobs. And good, because if I were an employer and I was seeking to hire somebody and I saw, oh, you worked at McDonald's and it says you haven't worked there since, I don't know, let's say 2023. What happened? oh, they fired me after, you know, all of that stuff. And we fought for this. Oh, you're the one fighting for this. You don't work for me. Because if that's your attitude, that you can't work your way into a higher wage, you just demand it because you think that flipping burgers is worth a quote-unquote living wage, I don't want you working for me. You drove up. Those people are responsible for driving up all the prices everywhere, not just in the fast food place, but everywhere. So, you know, I have no sympathy for that. That's why I don't have sympathies for unions. And all the way back with Ronald Reagan, before he was even governor of California, working in the movie industry, he was head of the Screen Actors Guild, fighting against the communist takeover of all the unions in Hollywood. And so it carried on in his life. And now we get to this place where, you know what? Some of you have just put a finger in, and I'm not going to tell you which finger, but a finger in Ronald Reagan's eye. You basically gave him the big, you know, one-way salute with the wrong finger by the way you've been acting. We demand a living wage. Well, you're not worth it. If you have to demand a higher wage, you're not worth it. Go out and make yourself more marketable. Get more skills. That's when you can demand a higher wage. Your production, what you produce, will demand a higher wage. So let's get this young 27-year-old young lady to chime in on this.
Yeah, well, I think it's honestly kind of crazy. I mean, I was, as a 15-year-old kid, probably wasn't super excited with you guys making me work for my money. But, you know, looking back on it, I'm so incredibly thankful for it. I've been working since I was 15. I've had two jobs. I was going to college full-time, working three jobs, and, you know, really making myself an asset and really growing my knowledge on how to work. So it's really frustrating to me looking back at all these people who are fighting and wanting higher living wages, or they're living off of the system, you know, getting fired or trying to get fired so that they can go and get their money from the government. Super, super frustrating to see that for somebody who has been really working their butt off to really go and get qualified to do these jobs and make these wages. But then they go and complain also about how costs of everything and inflation and all this stuff, but it's like the very people who are complaining about it are the very people who are causing it. And so it's just a really, really sucky cycle of really just inflation and frustration and people just complaining just to complain and wanting everything given to them and getting a handout. And that's just not how the world works or how it should work. And it's really sad because you're starting to see that with, you know, communism, socialism, everything like that, really infiltrating the children now. They have stopped really going after the adults because they already have the adults wrapped around their fingers. Now they're going after children and their education and making sure that they're, you know, they sit down in their chair for 8 hours, learn how to listen, learn how to follow rules, and now the government is controlling them and have been doing this for, you know, over 100 years of really just trying to get into their heads and train them to go a certain way so that they can control them, whether it be finances, whether it be jobs, whether it be, you know, land, however they can get their emotions and everything attached to them, they're trying to do that.
You know, you said something there, and it sparked my three brain cells. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Destiny just said something about how spoke about the educational system and what's been going on for 100 years. And basically, it's like this, okay? And you can check me on this. This is all liberal. This is all Democrat run. All of this. Okay, they have infiltrated especially the educational system because they know if they can control the educational system, they control America. And they're destroying America from within. These communists that have snuck in there in that communist ideology, and they're all called Democrats. And this is the truth. I'm not even trying to be dramatic. This is just the truth. So for roughly 100 years or so, they've had this educational kind of system. They've created a system on how our children are being educated. You and I all went through it. You and I were all subject to it. And basically what it is try to put everybody in the same box, to look the same, sound the same, be the same. And there's very few people that were able to, because of their own creativity or their drive, break out of that box and break out of that system. But if you went into a public school system, you are subject to this. Some of you are going to disagree. No, that's not me. Okay. If you're not like the CEO of a company, or if you're not truly, when I say entrepreneurial, I'm not just saying having ideas, but really making a great living as an entrepreneur. If you're not somebody like that, if you're not somebody who broke out of the norm, like I had to do this, I found this, and it was, I was always so frustrated in the regular work world, and I knew I was called to ministry, and I broke out of the ministry, and so many, like my parents and people of that age, and even my friends, thought I was absolutely crazy because I gave up the security of a county job with the benefits and the retirement and just the security. And it was a scary thing even back then, even before I understood the whole, all the why behind it. I started realizing all these people are part of this same, some strange matrix system, you know, and I think that was even before The Matrix was out, the movie. So go see The Matrix. Some of you are still plugged in. And I'm being serious. Some of you are being plugged in. You're still plugged in and you're controlled. And it's been all those years sitting in a classroom and they beat you down into their image, what they want. And have you noticed that our educational system in America, education in general, we're turning out people that can't even read and write. Some of our kids can't even fill out job applications. How can they get a decent job if they can't even fill out the application? We're being taught levels of math that we'll never use, but they don't teach us about how to do our own taxes, how to balance a checkbook, how to do, you know, credit card and credit and all of these things. Investment. When did you go to public school and did they ever teach you about how to invest in, say, real estate or the stock market? Of course not, because they don't want you to. They don't want you thinking that way. That's for the special people. That's not for you and I, the normals. And they want, why? And so I'm going to say something, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope this offends you. And I mean that. I hope this offends you, but not so much towards me, the truth teller, but towards those who have tried to brainwash you all your life. The reason they're trying to dumb us down is because stupid people are easy to control and manipulate. And that's what it comes down to. The liberals, and when I say liberals, it's the same thing as Democrats, because there used to be the liberal wing of the Democrat Party. Now the whole party is liberal. So the liberals, the Democrats, that control our educational system, and they've now, of course, we have had a series of presidents, except for Donald Trump, that has all been liberal, you know. So the liberal system in our educational system and all these other systems have been trying to dumb us down to control us, because stupid people are easy to control. Now, if you think I just called you stupid, not necessarily yes, not necessarily no. What are you going to do with that information? That will determine your level of intellect. Are you going to go vote for Kamala Harris? Well, then you're an idiot. It's the truth. Well, come on. Did I say...
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not.
Right. So, I mean, somebody's got to just tell the truth, because they've been lying to us for so long and filling our heads with all kinds of confusion and nonsense that the American people as a whole, and I'm not talking about absolutely every individual, but as a whole, we're some of the dumbest people on the planet. I travel all over the world, and I'm amazed in third world countries, the brilliance of some of these people, and they know more of what's really going on in America than Americans do. But we know what the Kardashians are doing.
Well, it's because a lot of people are just, well, especially the government, they know how to play on people's emotions. And unfortunately here, we've been so spoiled. The American people have been absolutely so spoiled in everything and so emotional about everything. They've not taught intelligence. They're taught on how to act off of emotions. And the Democrats have taken that and ran with it. And that's why you see all of these people so loud and angry and lashing out and grabbing onto people's emotions. I mean, you saw it even in the debates with Kamala. She, especially when she was talking about abortion, she was just trying to grab onto the heartstrings of people. And when you grab the heartstrings of somebody, I mean, you see this no matter where you go, what situation you're in, when you grab the heartstrings of somebody, they are so easily manipulated. And the American people have become way too easily manipulated and trusting into their emotions and not thinking logically. And I do think that goes back to our school system. I think that's a huge part of our school system is, like you were saying, people were not taught how to deal with life. They were not taught basic human needs. Like, they don't know how to balance a checkbook. They don't know how to change a tire. I mean, luckily, I had a dad and a mom who taught me how to do the basics. And unfortunately, a lot of people haven't had that. And so they just expect everybody else to do it for them. They expect everybody else to make sure that they get what they need, that they don't do anything for themselves. And we've just become so reliant on somebody else to give us our needs. You know, we become a society that just can't fend for ourselves.
Well, it's true. And isn't it interesting, ladies and gentlemen, how the government will come and do things? Like, you look at COVID, the whole COVID fiasco. That turned out to be the biggest lie that the government ever perpetrated, not only on our country, but on the world. And what's so sad is so many Americans fell for it. Mm-hmm. Hook, line, and sinker, and still do. I still see people walking around with masks on, like it's going to help, like it's going to do anything. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so they fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. They destroy our businesses. They destroy our economy. They destroy our personal economy with many people. And isn't it interesting that they create a problem, destroy the economy, put people out of business, and then when those services are no longer available in a given city, town, state, whatever, oh, isn't it interesting how the government itself will step in and start doling out those services? So they create the problem just so they can take over. And the people in the middle that are caught in the middle, the average everyday American, doesn't see it happening or coming. Why? Because we... Do you think that the same people destroying our lives like that and taking over our lives like that are going to train us and teach us about these things? Or are they just going to tell us to shut up and fall in line and do as you're told? Well, that's what we've been basically told our whole adult life, or our, actually not adult life, our whole life. Mm-hmm. And we're being convinced to lean more and more on the government for everything. Mm-hmm. So a young lady goes out, not married or anything, messes around with her boyfriend, gets pregnant. She doesn't get married. The boy doesn't marry because she doesn't want to get married, because if she gets married and all that and they do it the right way, well, then there's no welfare. So the young lady starts collecting welfare, free money. From who? From the government. And the government doesn't have anything that they don't steal from you and I. So we're paying for her immoral choices. She sees this. Hey, this is kind of cool. All I got to do is have a kid and I get a check. And then they tell her, if you had another kid, you can get more money. What? So you end up having this young lady who's 25 years old, has six kids from six different baby daddies. Isn't it sad that fatherhood and what fathers are supposed to be and represent have been just labeled baby daddy? And sometimes these young ladies have had so many men in their lives that they don't even know who the baby daddies are. They can't even pinpoint, well, I don't know if this is Fred or Joe or Roberto. I don't know, because I had them all about the same time. It's like, really? That's what we're creating? Why? Lady, why is this even happening in our America? Because the government understands, keep that young lady stupid, keep her dumb, keep her uneducated, throw some money at her. She relies on us for the rest of her life. And we've got a chump that'll vote for us and support us for the rest of her life. And then those kids, why? Because the government becomes the if you will, the father figure. Not a man in the home like it's healthy and it should be that way. There's so many problems that can be traced back directly back to the Democrat Party. It's like Kamala. I don't understand why one person can take her serious. Cackles like a hyena. And what is she running on? I'm going to fix all the problems in America. She's had 3.5 years, almost 4 years to fix those problems. Hasn't fixed anything, but created more problems. Now she's standing up and trying to convince people that basically, she's saying it like this, basically, ladies and gentlemen, I read between the lines, and this is what it says between the lines. I broke all this stuff. I didn't fix a thing, but I need your vote. So now I'm going to tell you I'm going to fix it. And people just buy into that hook, line, and sinker. Like, oh, she's going to fix all these problems. And they keep pointing at the problems that Trump left us. Really? He left you a thriving economy. He the lowest unemployment among blacks and Hispanics and women, and a thriving economy. We had all of our enemies in the world. No wars under Trump. No wars. Because all of our enemies were afraid to do anything because they knew Trump would come and you know, lay down the law, so to speak. No wars. All of our enemies were willing to come to the table. He was in North Korea, ladies and gentlemen, a place that no other president ever went to and spoke to that little, you know, rocket man. Little rocket man.
You crack yourself up.
I do. Well, I was laughing because I read an article just recently that somebody was speaking to Elton John saying, aren't you upset, basically, that, you know, he used, you know, your Rocket Man, that song Rocket Man from Elton John, you know, for this dictator. And Elton John was like, no, I love it. I think it's great, you know.
He wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So, but you see, that's the liberal mindset, ladies and gentlemen. They would rather speak well of a dictator and cave into a dictator, even though it causes the misery of millions. But they look good. It's politically correct. They look good. You can shed a little tear for Kamala Harris because she makes people think she actually cares. Why? Because she pulls on their heartstrings, even though she's the one that screwed up everything to begin with. And yeah. I'm not being dramatic. That's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Her and Biden have had 3.5 years to supposedly fix. And what do we got? We got Bidenomics. And again, I can't even go to a fast food place because of Bidenomics.
Yes.
We can't even go places because of Bidenomics. My wife and I, we have one day off a week, and that's usually Monday. And we typically would like to get in our car, drive out of town and spend the day, you know, eat out nice places. And we get out of town because if we're home, we'll find something to do. So we just get out so we can relax. We don't do that as often anymore because between the price of gas, the price of food, and the price of everything else, we can't afford to go away. That would be 4 days a month just on our day off. We can't even afford to have a day off, ladies and gentlemen. And that I'm not even kidding you on. So you know what we've been doing? Basically turning off our phones and just closing up the doors and staying in the house and watching Netflix. Because that's basically what we afford, and maybe go have a decent dinner on that day. That's how ridiculous it's got. And you guys know this. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. That's what they tell me. Everybody knows this.
Well, I think it's crazy, too. I heard somebody the other day, and I wish I could remember who said it, but he was saying out of the last 16 years, 12 of those years were run by liberals and the Democrats. And it just, like, hit something in me because I was like, that is crazy because they want to blame everything on Trump. They want to blame the downfall of America on Trump. Yet, in the last 16 years, the 4 years that he ran, our country was doing better than it was in the last other 12 years. Mm-hmm. So they want to sit there and blame Trump for everything. But if you look at the statistics, you know, those years that all of the Democrats and liberals were running is when everything starts to tank. He came in, started fixing things up as much as he could. I mean, he had 4 years to try and fix, at that point, 8 years of downfall.
Yep.
You didn't give him a lot to work with, and he still did amazing things. He still helped inflation decrease, mm-hmm. gave so many jobs, opened up the pipeline,
yep.
dropping gas. You know, he did amazing things, and you're going to sit there and say, oh, well, it's his fault. Our country is down in the dumps. I'm like, I'm sorry. That's not how that works. Maybe if you actually, like, educated yourself a little bit, go and read a book or two, you know, maybe you'll be a little more smarter.
No, it's true. And again, it goes all the way back to what we've been saying about the Democrat liberal taking over of education. And it's also even in the media. You know, CNN, I was sitting in a dentist office. I think it was dentist. No, doctor office. I was waiting to take a physical. And they had CNN on. And you know how doctor's offices are usually supposed to be real quiet. It wasn't quiet.
I would not think so.
I was sitting back there. You liars! You liars! That's an absolute lie. Hey, buddy, did you hear that lie from CNN? I can't believe it. People are like, calm down, dude. No, I'm not going to calm down. because of the lies from the educational system, mm-hmm. the lies from the media, people are being duped. People are in the shadows. They have the blinders on. They don't know what to believe. They think that's the truth when it's flat lies. CNN, I see, the whole thing about like CNN is I know that they have some wealthy people behind them because their numbers are so low. Nobody's listening to hardly, well, I shouldn't say nobody, hardly anybody's listening to CNN anymore. It's just, it's not happening. And most liberal news networks are suffering so badly, you know, that, and the more conservative ones are growing and growing and growing. Why? It's not, it has very little to do with like, say, liberalism, conservatism, but it has everything to do with truth. Mm. And when people start to wake up and realize, wait a minute, this news network has been lying to me. They might listen, but they for a little bit more, but their anger, their seething anger starts to grow and build. And then they turn on some conservative news station and go, oh, yeah, that really did happen. Oh, yeah, that really did happen. Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen, look at that. And they start getting into the truth. It's like when we watch the debate with Trump and the hyena. I was sitting back going, why are they doing fact checks on Trump but not on her? She was lie after lie after lie after lie.
Yeah, and their fact checks weren't even correct.
No, the fact checkers were needed to be fact checked.
Yeah, they first of all, this is not even their job. They shouldn't have been saying anything. But second of all, like what they were saying, I was like, you need to go educate right. yourself. You become more smarter.
You know, the fact checkers on Facebook are smarter than the fact checkers at ABC during that debate.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it was insane to me. I was sitting there and my jaw was just on the ground. I was like,
yeah,
I can't with these people.
Yeah. And we knew it was going to be bad, but it's just like, when you know it's going to be bad and then it's actually worse than what you think, and it shouldn't surprise us. And yet it still does, because so many American people are still caught up in that, you know, I'm going to vote for a black woman who's not even black.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like what I was saying the other day, too. And something that, like, gets me really frustrated is, like, people who genuinely aren't educated, which a lot of these people have not educated themselves. It's really sad, because if you do listen to Kamala and, like, if you believe what she's saying, like, she puts on a good front. If you just are listening to her without actually knowing the facts and you're just believing what she's saying, you know, it's really sad, because a lot of people could take that and run with it and be like, see, that's why I'm voting for her. Like, and the fact that she catches on to people's emotions, she catches on to people's little heartstrings, and then she just manipulates them, and then people don't ever want to do their own fact check. They're like, well, I watched the debate. I'm like, okay, you watched the debate, but do you actually know what happened? Like, mm-hmm. do you actually know the policies that are being put in place? Do you actually know what Trump did? Do you actually understand, like, that everything that she was saying was a lie? Because it sounds great, yeah. But if you're actually, like, knowing everything else, it's not correct.
Unfortunately, most Americans, and I say this on both sides.
Oh, for sure.
Just really do not know what's really going on. And I'm not even claimed to be, like, this political guru, but I, you know, I have my news outlets on my tablet that I read and I see, and I don't really watch the news too much because we don't really have cable or anything around here, but I do, and it's just my little watching. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't claim to know everything about what's going on politically or anywhere else. But when I read something and I read a few things from different sources, and then you try to explain that to people, and it's like, they don't even know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Most of them. Now, it's refreshing. It really is refreshing when you find that person or those people that do know what's going on and they can actually educate me some. That's refreshing, because you say, okay, these guys, they're going to be some smart on some things. But we're not talking about the CNN numbskulls, you know, the Clinton News Network people, because, it, you know, those people are brainwashed. If you're still listening to CNN, I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you regularly listen to CNN, I'm not talking about in a dentist office or, you know, every now and then a dentist office or a medical office or something like that. I'm talking, if you sit down on your couch or your chair in front of your TV and you turn on CNN, you are brainwashed. You are what's wrong with this country. And I'm trying to be just honest with you. If it offends you, then be offended, but be informed. You are brainwashed. I know somebody's going to say, well, what about Fox News? I rarely listen to or even read Fox News, to be honest with you. I get mine from like Daily Wire and different people that are really in the know. I get my information mostly from Daily Wire and those type of Newsmax. What are some of the other ones? Newsmax, Daily Wire, Epic Times, I think that's the name of it. Anyways, there's a few out there that I have on my tablet, like I said, and I just tune in, I see what's going on, and I read and I listen, little clips here and there and little things here and there, and I read certain articles and everything. So I have like several that I listen to and read from, but CNN is not one of them. And Fox News, you know, the only time I go to Fox News is when I'm trying to find something to do a podcast on, and something kind of piques my curiosity, and I want to see, okay, what does Fox News say about it? You know, because Fox News is far too liberal for me, to be honest with you, anymore. They've got this weird mix of conservatism and liberalism all mixed in together, and it's just like, I don't want to even wade through that. Yeah. It's like, that really is a swamp. Are you hitting fresh water, or are you hitting swampy water? Now, there's some really good people still on Fox News, and I would listen to them, but I don't make it a point to even go on Fox News. You know, once Tucker Carlson was taken off of there, I was like, me and Tuck are going somewhere else.
Went to X.
Yeah, that's right.
And
so he's on.
Hung out with Elon.
Elon Musk, yeah. And that's another guy.
I love him.
I like him, okay, but I'm not a huge fan. Because he's a businessman. He's a billionaire. He's brilliant. He's great at what he does. But I just try to keep him in his own, you know.
Oh, for sure. He's not really like, I don't know how to explain. He just does what he wants. He doesn't really care. He just does what he wants. And I think that's what makes me love him.
That's his brilliance.
Yeah.
Because he's just, he understands the game.
Yeah.
And because he understands the game, he understands the players and where we should be leaning. Maybe not 100% because he's a businessman, you know. He's not a religious man. So if it comes to religious things, it's like, you know, in one ear and out the other, I'm not going to listen to him. But when it comes down to the way this country should be handled economically, financially and such, you know, it's like he's got some things to say.
Yeah.
You know, so in that sense, I really appreciate him. But it's like when an actor, oh my gosh, you know, one of these actors, like I think we're having an earthquake right now. Do you feel that?
No.
I feel an earthquake, ladies and gentlemen. But we live in California, and so it may not be anything, you know.
I was trying to watch your water. I was like, is it moving? But then I wasn't sure if it was just because of your arm.
Anyways, we'll check it out. We'll check it out. If we did have an earthquake, at least here, it wasn't very big. I don't know. It rolled for a little bit. It's over now. Anyways, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, earthquake in the middle of a podcast. And I'm not even sure. It may have been a big truck going by out front. But, these actors, like when Jack Black came out and endorsed Kamala Harris. And
oh, my gosh.
It's like, Jack, please, little Jackie baby, Jack, please. Jack, if you ever listen to this, trust me. Just trust me on this. Nacho Libre, you're brilliant. What is the other things that he...
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda. Brilliant.
Amazing.
Okay. So your comedic acting skills, brilliant. Never want to take that from you.
Hilarious.
Politics, you're an idiot.
Yeah, just stay out of it.
Just stick
to making movies.
Stick to making comedy movies. Politics, yeah. Jack Black, stay out of politics. Don't endorse anybody. You weren't funny, okay? You weren't brilliant in that. You made a fool of yourself, and I'm sorry, but you did. You made an absolute fool of yourself. Same thing when Rock endorsed Biden and Harris the first go around some 4 years ago, made an absolute, there's other words that I would like to use, but I'm not going to use because there might be children listening, but he made a fool of himself, absolute fool of himself. So to people like you, I just want to say, you know, and I'm being completely sarcastic. Thank you for destroying our country. Because you guys have to take some blame for it. You endorse the very people whose policy have destroyed our economy, have caused inflation, have absolutely led to now wars on the world scene with Israel and really Iran and all the Iranian-backed terrorists, Ukraine, Russia. I know you guys don't think this, but again, that's just how low-level thinking you guys are. You, Rock, you, Jack Black, and all of you weirdos in Hollywood, you're responsible for that. You supported and got people to vote because of your support for the people that led to now people dying in the Middle East. And people dying here. Your endorsement leads to that. It means something. It carries something. And you have to take responsibility for it. And now you have blood on your hands, whether you like it or not. So I'm sorry, but you know, hey, I look at it that way. That's why I rarely endorse anybody. A lot of people say, you're a Trumper. No, no, I'm not really. I mean, I'll vote for him because I like what he did the first go around. I voted for him in the first go around. But, you know, don't label me with something. I don't have the same platform as Rock does or Jack Black, and I don't get goofy on stage like Jack Black did, you know? I mean, Jack Black should join that group, White Women for Kamala, I mean, something like that, because he gave up his man card, so he can't even join the white men, well, all of them. Mark Ruffalo, okay, he plays the Hulk.
Oh, that one made me sad, too.
Well,
same with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. I know Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are really close. And Ryan Reynolds and his wife, Blake Lively, huge supporters of the vaccine, huge supporters of Biden, huge supporters of Kamala. That made me so sad because they are some of my favorite actors and actresses. I'm like, get it together, guys. Like, you guys are just, like, disappointing people. And I know... Taylor Swift just lost like millions.
The Swifties, yeah.
Millions of dollars after she endorsed Kamala. I'm like, why do you guys feel the need to do that? Like, just stick to what you're doing.
Yeah, stick to what you're good at.
Yeah.
You know, and if you feel like you want to get involved in politics, then get out of entertainment.
Yeah.
Follow Ronald Reagan. He got out of entertainment and went after the political thing. And he put all of his energies into that basket or whatever basket he was in. If he was an entertainer, he put all of his energies in that. If he was going for politics, he put all of his energies in that. He didn't try to play both and use one to prop up the other. Because if you do that, you become... I'm sorry, but Hollywood is filled with perverts.
Oh, yeah.
And nasty... foolish, disgusting people. So if you're trying to play on that Hollywood vibe for your political endorsements and everything, you've just sided with perverts. Not only the perverts in the Democrat Party, but the perverts in Hollywood. That's why, you know, Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Hugh Jackman, Jack Black, Rock, and any of the other ones, you know, Mark Ruffalo, you know, you guys disgust me. Stick to making movies. That's it. When it comes to political things, shut your mouth because you don't know what you're talking about. And when you do support some disgusting, perverted Democrat, and that's what they are, disgusting, perverted Democrats. You know what? We had Epstein Island list that nobody wants to talk about, bring out because a bunch of Hollywood whacks are on it.
Nope.
And what are those Hollywood wackos? Who are they supporting? Kamala. So what does that tell you? Birds of a feather flock together. Oprah, pervert. You know, so all of these people. Now...
The Diddy thing.
Unbelievable. CEOs in music companies and corporations are dropping like flies because they're running away from this Diddy thing. Well, why? Because he... Well, a lot of you didn't realize if you went to a Diddy party, he filmed everything, secretly or otherwise. You're on film somewhere. And they are doing investigations, ladies and gentlemen.
He said, if I'm going down, you are all going down.
Now even T.D. Jakes, of all people, is trying to distance himself from Diddy. It's a pity for Diddy. No friends for Diddy. You watch. Don't be surprised if Diddy commits suicide.
Well, he's on suicide watch. They put him on the little watch list thing. Mm-hmm. Which is the same thing that happened to Epstein, and the next day he was dead, so...
Yep. And so all of you people in Hollyweird, you sickos, you're thinking you're getting away with it. You're not going to get away with it because you're paying for it. Like little Swiftie, she comes out, oh, Kamala. You know, and she says, I'm a Christian. You better vote for Kamala. She ain't no Christian. She's the furthest thing away from what Christ represents and what Christ is about. She's a ditz. You know what? With all the plastic surgery and all the chemicals and that and the hair dye and everything, it fried her brain.
Yeah. Well, I was watching a video of her, like, crying. She was trying to endorse somebody, and it was some liberal person, some liberal woman. And talking about how she was fighting for Christian rights and, like, she was the one that was fighting for women and women's rights and all of these things. And I'm like, I'm sorry. The moment you call yourself a liberal and support pro-choice, you cannot call yourself a Christian. You just can't. You can't support abortion and call yourself a Christian and say that you love God and he's your everything. You can't. It's just, that's not how it works. When you sit there and say, oh, I'm anti-Israel or I'm not pro-Israel, you can't call yourself a Christian. Right. You can't. And all of these people are doing that. They're like, oh, I support Hamas, I support Palestine. Okay, I'm sorry, have you ever read your Bible? Do you realize that Jesus is Jewish? He's mm-hmm. from Israel. The Israeli people are God's people. That hasn't changed. So you're gonna sit there and be against them? I don't want to be on Judgment Day.
When Ladies and gentlemen, keep this in mind. When you're against the things that God is for, okay? You get that. When you're against the things God is for, you are, by virtue of that, against God. So you can use the term Christian. You can say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. I'm for the Palestinians. No, then you're not a Christian. Because God always stands up for his people first. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't love the Palestinians. Please don't misunderstand me. He loves everybody. But the Jewish people are still God's chosen people. The land that those Palestinians are on, that's Israeli land. That's Jewish land. And that was given to them to have a two-state kind of deal for, you know, land for peace thing way back when. And it's the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip that keep breaking the agreements, not the Israelis. It was not the Israelis that marched into Palestinian land and started killing families, raping and murdering women in the streets. It wasn't the Israelis that took a bunch of hostages, Palestinian hostages. And just as we found out just recently, a bunch of them were murdered, one of them being an American. And what I did not realize, I heard that, and I was disgusted by it. I was angry. But did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that that young man, that American, that had been held hostage for all that time, almost a year, and when they finally found his body, he was murdered execution style, that he was missing an arm. Because in the original conflict, they blew off his arm. And still, because he was alive, still took him hostage and held him in that situation. One of the ladies that was held hostage, when they found her body after being executed, she weighed 79 pounds because they were starving them. She weighed 79 pounds, ladies and gentlemen, because they were starving them. They were being tortured, they were being starved, and eventually, finally, murdered execution style by Hamas. And you're wondering why Israel is turning the Gaza Strip into a parking lot? I don't know. You know, there's a lot of people say, well, you know, just because we have differences of opinion, we can still get along. There's a lot of things that I can get along with people on differences of opinion. I like steak, you like chicken, we can still get along. I like Rocky Road ice cream, you like vanilla ice cream, we can get along. I like the things God likes, you like Hamas, who is torturing and murdering people, murdered little babies, infants in their mother's arms, forced children to watch their parents being murdered right in front of them, brutally murdered, and then the children murdered as well. One of the little infants, now I hope you don't have kids or somebody listening to this, but one of the little infants was put into a microwave oven. No, I'm sorry, it wasn't a microwave. It was a normal oven. They cranked up the heat and threw that baby in there and closed the door. When they found that baby had been literally cooked alive, What a horrible, horrible, murderous death for anybody, let alone an infant. They dragged one woman out, stripped her naked, drug her down the street, had sex with her in the open, threw her in the back of a pickup truck. She had a broken pelvis while all this was happening, and took her as a hostage. And you're going to tell me you're for the Palestinians, you're for the Hamas, you're for that group? Well, Israel's going too far. How can you go too far with people like that living right next door to you? It's impossible. It's impossible. And again, it's that whole liberal, Democrat, wicked, disgusting, vile mindset that's okay with that. But Israel defending itself and mopping up those murderers, you have something against that. You're sick. And I mean that. You are sick. You are disgusting and you're sick. Don't call yourself a Christian around me, because I might forget that I'm a Christian and we might have some words. I know you agree with me, Destiny.
No, I definitely agree with you. Honestly, it's just hard to follow that because it's such a disgusting, horrible, vile thing. And I see so many people, even my age, people that I went to college with, people that are supposedly Christians who went to a four-year Bible institution and are supporting that stuff. And so for me, it like also hits home a lot, because like these people I used to do life with, these people like I absolutely loved, you know, I still love them because God has called us to love people. But at the same time, it's like, how can you support that? How can you be so okay with everything that is happening and just support? And then call yourself a Christian. And like, where did these institutions, going back to the education thing, where did these institutions go wrong? These Christian institutions go wrong that their students are like this, you know, that they're okay with these kinds of things. Like, you didn't do your job. And honestly, you probably did the opposite of your job if your students are coming out like that. And like, again, that's one of those things. I don't want to be you on Judgment Day, because the Bible specifically talks, and maybe these people aren't children, but they're educating these kids. It's better to tie a millstone around your neck and be tossed into the ocean than make one of his children stumble. And I mean, I guess we're all children, so we're all children of God. So these institutions, these Christian colleges, I couldn't even imagine what they're going to experience on Judgment Day. Like, that is just heartbreaking to me, especially because it's like something that hits so close to like my heart.
I agree. And we had this discussion just the other day about one of the colleges that we're both familiar with, and how left-leaning they are. And what's so scary about it is I would still consider them of the more conservative colleges out there. And they're still so strangely left-leaning for the type of college they are. It's just, it blows my mind. It makes me want to go make an appointment with some of their, like, you know, who runs a college, their deans and all that, and just sit down and kind of have a podcast like, hey, I want to record you. Why are your kids turning out like this? What are you guys doing or not doing? Yeah. You know,
show me in the scripture where this is okay. Yeah. Show me in the scripture where you're allowing your students to do this, because a lot of them, they're doing it in the open. Nobody in this generation and the generations below me, even a little bit before me, they don't know how to do anything without posting it. So it's not something that they're hiding. It's not something that's behind closed doors. Like, you guys know what they're doing. You guys know what they're about. You guys know what's happening. And you just turn a blind eye to it.
Yeah.
Like, show me in the scripture where that's okay. It's not there.
No, it's not okay. It's actually disgusting. And they've become, even Christian colleges, I'm not going to say all, ladies and gentlemen, but so many Christian colleges have just been, been infiltrated by liberalism, and all in the name of Christianity. And I'm sorry, you cannot, I've said this many times, I say it again. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it to make a point, but it's still nonetheless 100% truth. You cannot be a liberal. You cannot vote liberal. You cannot be a liberal. You can't embrace liberal ideology and be a Christian. They cancel one another out. So all of you professors on Christian campuses, you deans, you counselors, you whatever on a Christian campus, you're teaching these kids, you are teaching them to break away and give up and break away from their salvation and their biblical roots. Oh, they might be able to quote some passages and say, look at that degree I have on my wall from XYZ University. But it means nothing if it's a Christian university and they become so liberal-minded that they're, well, we used to say so heavenly-minded they're no earthly good. So liberal-minded that they're no heavenly good. You're basically teaching out of... don't even get me started. That's a whole nother podcast. Maybe that's what we'll do on the next podcast, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm getting frustrated here. I feel my blood pressure, but I get my blood pressure up. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? That just reminded me. I said that, and now it's coming down because I had a good thought. My wife and I just did a fast, about a month-long fast. We ended it just before my birthday. And was water only for a few days, and then we went to like juice for quite a while. Juice only, like water and juice, of course, like green juice. I didn't drink a lot of like fruit juice because of the sugar in it, but a lot of green juices. My blood pressure went down so low; it was the lowest that I've had my blood pressure for close to 30 years. I mean, it was so low. And then when I came off my fast, I started eating cake and ice cream and everything. So it's back up there. But
wow.
My point on that is like I've always kind of known this, but your diet, when you're being told, we don't know why your blood pressure is so high, it's almost always in your diet. Go on a fast. Mm-hmm. And if you say, I don't know if I can go without any food. Okay, go on a juice fast, but stick to green juice, like vegetables. Stick to vegetables, not a lot of fruit because it has a lot of sugar in it. What it does is, one, you're fasting, you get some spiritual benefit out of it, but also it's cleansing your entire system. You know, meat is good. I'm a carnivore, ladies and gentlemen. I am a total carnivore. But if I'm going to go on, say, like a fast, I'm going to get a double whammy out of it. I want the spiritual side of it, the fasting part, but I'm also going to get like a body cleanse out of it. So I'm going to be very selective on the types of juices and stuff that I incorporate into that fast, and usually green juices, you know. And you know, I'm not going to say I felt great. A lot of people say I felt great. I honestly, once my body adjusted to what I was giving it, the little bit of juice I was giving it, I was fine in that sense. I didn't feel better. I didn't feel worse. But my blood pressure came down. Way down. So that was a huge benefit for me. So I thought I'd throw that out, ladies and gentlemen, just to close on a better note than crappy colleges. Hey, you have anything you want to wrap up, Miss Destiny?
I think the last little bit is I know I was all over the place and I don't even think I answered some of the questions that you asked me, but my brain just starts going. Mm-hmm. When we start talking about these things, and I know I jumped a bunch of places, but it's just there's so much happening, and it's so frustrating to like see a lot of people just falling for it. Yeah. And just not educating themselves. So my brain just jumps from place to place to place. But on an upside, I do feel like there are a lot of people also waking up. I do feel like there are a lot of people, especially my age and the company that I work for. You see a lot of people my age that are really on fire and educating themselves and doing the right things. So it is also very encouraging to see the opposite side of it. And I know like if I wasn't so involved with the community that I'm in, I wouldn't see it as much. But I would just encourage everybody to surround yourself with people of like mind. Surround yourself with people. Surround yourself with people who think and act the same way that you think and act, or the same way you want to think and act. You may not be there all the way, but you know, really invest in put your time into those people that are going to uplift you, encourage you, and push you forward to what you're trying to become and want to become, especially within like the political world. I know there's a lot of things for me like I kind of want to pull off because I'm like, oh, I don't really know much about that, so I don't want to like get involved. But you never learn when you don't try. You never learn when you don't put yourself out there. So I just would encourage people to get more involved, educate yourself, even if that means 15 minutes on your phone looking at the Daily Wire or 15 minutes on your phone looking at something that's going to help you understand what's going on.
Yeah, and honestly, I know this is very simplistic, but a good place to start is go see that movie, Reagan.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I'm serious about that. Go see that movie, Reagan. I'm not sure if it's still in the theaters. I think the day that we saw it, somebody told me it was the last day it was going to be, but it'll be out on, I don't know, Netflix or something really soon. There's, you know, Matt Walsh puts out, he put out that show, that movie or show, whatever it is, that documentary, What is a Woman? Watch that. Here's the latest one that he put out is, Am I a Racist? Watch it. Educate yourself, because what these people are doing, not so much Reagan, that was just like a full feature movie, but what Matt Walsh is doing is he's using these kind of like documentary interview style things to educate people on the nonsense of the left. Things that you never would really know, because CNN isn't going to talk about them necessarily, at least in those ways, certainly not in a way that makes it tell the truth about it. But he just puts it out there. He like sits down in an interview style way and he talks to these people. You talk about great comedy. You talk about some great comedy when you get some liberals trying to explain to everybody why they're liberal and why they believe what they believe. Like one of the men on the street kind of things walked up to this guy. He had like green and purple hair. He was in some kind of bondage outfit. I can't even believe I'm talking about this across the table from my daughter, but this is on the street, okay? And he was at some kind of rally and, you know, had weird makeup on his face. This was a dude, who thought he was a woman.
At this point, you really never know.
Who thought he was an alien, who thought he was a dog. I don't know. It was something weird like that. I don't know how else to say it, but freak. And so he asked the guy, this guy, whoever the man on the street guy was, who was dressed normal, you know, what do you think about like the Republicans, the conservatives? Well, I think they're kind of like a cult, and you know, and they're all like that. And the guy's like, look, you know how they do the little side eye at the camera and you're like wanting to bust up. But this guy was going on everything that he was.
Oh yeah, about how they're not open-minded and they're just not willing to learn.
Yeah, they're not open-minded and they're in a cult and they're not willing to learn. And I'm looking at him going,
that you're crazy? Is that what you're wanting us to learn? Because we already know.
Yeah. So the point is, ladies and gentlemen, it's really, I don't even laugh at these people as much as I used to, because I feel so sorry for them, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I can't help but laugh every now and then.
Sometimes you just
can't help it. But I really do feel that sorry for when somebody who looks like that, dresses like that, sounds like that, and is among a group of people like that, that clearly have mental problems, are saying of conservatives, yeah, I think conservatives are part of a cult and they're not open mind. I'm sorry, if opening your mind does that, I'll keep my marbles inside, okay? That's the way I am. I don't want to open my mind to where my brains fall out. And I forget where I left them. So clearly. Anyways. But we got to go, ladies and gentlemen. Go get educated. Watch Reagan. Please watch that movie. Watch Am I a Racist? Watch What is a Woman? I know. You think you know. But Matt Walsh is going to help you figure it out. You might know. But Matt Walsh, he's brilliant. He'll help you figure it out.
And you'll get a good laugh.
And you'll get a good laugh. Exactly. And so, sorry, Destiny, but you got to go back. So you know what? We're going to have to do a podcast because I do have the capability of doing a phone podcast with you.
Oh, we should do that. I would be more prepared and not just do this on the whim and my brain isn't in 87 different places.
Yeah, well, I'm like that on all my podcasts because, you know, I'm like the king of rabbit trails, bunny trail.
You're why I am the way that I am, yeah. So...
Triggers another thought, triggers another thought. But in the end, it's all brilliance. It's all brilliance.
Sure. Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I tell myself too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Destiny, for being here and being on with us. And you go back and prepare something. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. I don't even care. You could talk about anything you want to talk about.
Unicorns.
Okay. You talk about unicorns. Anything. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that rhinoceroses, I can't even say it, are actually battle unicorns?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to come up with a list of just controversies, and we can talk about those. Or like conspiracy theories. I love conspiracy theories.
Let's do conspiracy theories.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm going to come up with a couple.
Do you know the biggest problem with conspiracy theories?
They're all true.
Yeah, they keep coming true. I'm telling
you. Earth, totally flat.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, my daughter thinks the earth is flat. It's okay.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, God bless all of you. We hope to see you very, very, very soon. Oh, she's got her finger up.
And last but not least, I got to say it. My opinions are my own. They are correct, but they are my own.
Okay. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us at Table Flippers. Table Flippers Podcast is a ministry of Greater Works Christian Church in Lancaster, California. You can find us on the web. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. Look for us at Greater Works Christian Church or Table Flippers. I hope to see you soon.